Omitting Tachanun during the month of Sivan. We are all aware of the custom to omit Tachanun from the beginning of the month of Sivan until after Shavuos, with some accustomed to omit it even several days after Shavuos. What is the reason, source, and background behind this minhag? Why do we not say Tachanun? What unknown celebration is taking place during these days, for which Tachanun is omitted on behalf of? So this ruling of omitting Tachanun is first recorded in the Ashkenazi Rishonim Nihagos Maimonis, in his commentary on the Rambam, in which he states that it is customary to omit Tachanun until the festival of Shavuos. And so is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, both in chapter 131, Halacha 7, and chapter 494, Halacha 3. And as for the reason behind the custom, the Alter Rebbe explains in the Shulchan Aruch in Halacha 20, in chapter 494, based on the Magen Avraham, that in essence, every day from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until after Shavuos, there was some reason for celebration and reason for omitting Tachanun. The first day of Sivan is Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Tachanun is omitted, like on every Rosh Chodesh. On the second day of Sivan, Moshe told the Jewish people, "V'atim tiyu li mamleches kayanim," that you will be for me a priestly nation, a priestly monarchy, which caused the Jewish people great pride and joy, for which Tachanun was omitted. On the third day of Sivan began the actual preparations for the event of Matan Torah. And that's when Moshe instructed the Jewish people the mitzvahs of Agbala, of not entering the vicinity of the mountain during the revelation, which would occur on the sixth day. On the fourth day of Sivan, Moshe told the Jewish people the mitzvah of separating from their wives for the 2 days of Dalet and He, which was then Thursday and Friday, so that they can be prepared but for the third day, which is Shabbos, on which the Torah was given. Once again, it's involving a preparation for Matan Torah, and therefore we don't say Tachanun. Of course, the sixth day is the day of Shavuos, Yantiv, so we don't say Tachanun, and in Chutzlar it's also the seventh day. The eighth day is Isru Chag, and therefore we don't say Tachanun, and hence we have a reason, an explanation behind each day from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until the eighth of Sivan for why Tachanun should be omitted. Now let's discuss the custom that many have, including Chabad, in omitting Tachanun even after the eighth day of Sivan. So according to the original sources, the Rishayim, the Agos Maimonis, the Ramah, the Alter Rebbe, and the Shulchan Aruch, Tachanun is to be resumed on the ninth of Sivan, and so indeed is and was the Ashkenazi custom. However, there are Poskim who rule that one should continue to omit Tachanun until the 12th of Sivan, including the 12th of Sivan, and only resume saying it on the 13th. The reason for this is because after Shavuos, there is 7 days of Tashlumin for which the holiday Karban is able to be sacrificed. And therefore, we do not say Tachanun until the days of Miluim of the Karban have passed, as the days in which holiday sacrifices were able to be offered were considered holidays. Was the ruling of the vast majority of Achreinim, and so was the Magen Avraham, the Knesset Sagdoyle, the Pri Chodesh, the El Yerabe, the Shulchan Gavaya, Shulchan Atah, Amayid L'Kol Chai, Yifei L'Lev, the Pri Megadon, the Shari Tshuva, the Mishneh Brura, the Kaf HaChaim, and so was the final ruling of the Alter Rebbe in his Siddur, unlike his Shulchan Aruch. And so was the Chabad custom, as recorded in Likutei Sichos, Volume 28. Now it's interesting to note that there are actually amongst these Paiskim that we mention opinions who hold that not only should you omit Tachanun until the 12th, but even past the 12th. Even on the 13th and 14th of Sivan, Tachanun is to be omitted, due to Sveika Deyayma and the like. Practically, the widespread custom today amongst Och, Siddim, Sfardim, and even many Ashkenazim is to omit Tachanun until the 12th, including the 12th, including in Eretz Yisrael, and to resume saying it on the 13th. Many members, however, of Ashkenazi Jewry in the diaspora are still accustomed, like the original Ashkenazi custom, to resume saying Tachanun on the 9th of Sivan. And each community is to abide by his minhag.